Welcome back inside the cave on this Tuesday morning. Pat Hazy and Went with you. We're talking local sports on this segment. And what about some of the longest win streaks in Lenawee County history in any sport? Give us a call here on the studio line if we don't mention the one that you're thinking about. 517-265-4000 is the number to call. And we've got a lot of them, don't we, Ian?
Yes. And some transparency for me, I said it before, I'm a relatively young transplant to Lenawee, so I'm learning as I go with all the successes and history and all that with Lenawee County sports. So I will be relying on our social media, and if you want to call in, like you said, Pat, 517-265-4000. But there are a few that I've learned quickly and a few that have happened in my time here in Lenawee. So, want to get to those too. So can you give us some conversational music, Pat?
Conversational music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some talking tunes.
How about this? Is that good enough, or you want something different?
A little quiet, but that'll go. That'll play.
All right.
As the kids say, that slaps. That's really good. So we got, we'll get to what I was able to come up with off the top of my head last night. You can't talk about winning streaks in Lenawee County without the longest winning streak in football.
Yes, absolutely. The Hudson
Tigers.
In the
MHSAA, the Hudson Tigers. 72 straight wins, 1968 to 1975. It began on September 20th, 1968. They beat Clinton 33-0, and it ended November 22nd, 1975. With a 38-22 loss to Ishpeming.
I was at that game. That was the only game that I saw in that series.
Oh.
I was the jinx.
You were the jinx. It was.
Yeah, that was up at Central Michigan University.
Interesting note. I didn't realize it was the first ever MHSAA state championship game.
Yep. That's right.
So until then, it was, what, done by voting for the writers or something?
Yeah, it was a mythical state champion. Yeah.
Cool. But that right there. Right up near the top. Next one, I'm going to go with triple-digit victories. I don't have the updated number for this, though, and it's unfortunate that I don't. But I will say the Madison Girls Track Program just dominating the Tri-County. It's well over 100 straight wins in the Tri-County for the Madison Girls Track and field.
That's amazing.
And that's like a Mount Rushmore of Lenawee County streaks. I mean, that's incredible. Just to, you know, just to do that and turn over your class multiple times. You know, it's not like a pro team where you get the same player for their whole career, possibly. No, you're getting new girls. Your team is different every 4 years.
Absolutely.
So they need to keep that going, and that's exactly what they've been doing. That's an active streak, too. And it will likely be coming to an end as they move to the NCAA.
Could be.
So,
a little tougher competition.
This one is back to local football here, and it is a recent one. It is Lenawee Christian. They have not lost an eight-player football game in their two seasons as an eight-player program. That comes with, of course, two state championships for the Cougars. So that's right up there. They've yet to lose in eight-player football.
And Britton Deerfield's only lost one.
Yes, another newcomer to the eight-player game. Getting the undefeated teams here, we have, of course, state champs for the Hudson Tiger football program, 2010 and 2021, both 14-0 in those seasons. And that comes with it, the state championship. So those are some of the undefeated streaks that we have here for this segment. Now to ones that are just memorable seasons that obviously did include a win streak at some point in there. The one big one from college. Yeah, I'm going to throw college in there. It was this season, Adrian College men's hockey. They lose the first game of the year.
Yeah.
Don't lose again.
31 in a row.
And win the school's first national championship. So
In NCAA.
Yep. The team NCAA championship for the Bulldogs. That certainly makes the list as a memorable season and one win away from an undefeated wire-to-wire season. Now we have... I'm going to go back to Lenawee Christian. And we're going to go back to 2017 through 2019. The two seasons there.
Oh, boy.
They were a combined 52-3. And they won two state championships in that run with the Salenbines.
That's right.
Bree and Danny.
And Coach.
Doing their thing, yeah, and Coach Salenbine as well. A great run for Lenawee Christian. And, of course, the careers those two girls have had are still having, I should say, as a testament to that.
Yeah, they probably could have had three if they hadn't have canceled when in the COVID year. They were going into the tournaments and kaput right then and there. They stopped it.
Yes. So what could have been, but what was a great run for Lenawee Christian and girls basketball in Lenawee County. Another one that doesn't include an undefeated season, but just two programs that have been great and continue to be great. It's the Clinton and Hudson wrestling programs.
Whoa.
The last couple decades or so, talk Michigan wrestling without mentioning those two schools.
Absolutely. They have had tremendous season, tremendous coaches over there in both of those schools. Just unbelievable.
This is sort of hearkening back to the Title IX celebration last week that we had. Some state championships that are noteworthy. We have Tecumseh Girls Bowling.
Wow.
I mean, they dominate the SEC still, but they won three consecutive state championships in 2008, 9, and in 10.
And how many runners-up did they have? Quite a few.
Yeah, quite a
few. Six or seven.
They were right there for the majority of those during that stretch. Hudson Competitive Cheer, they're in the middle of one right now. 2018, 20, and 21. Runners-up in 19. So a great run there for Hudson Competitive Cheer. To tie into that, from our Twitter page, they have been to 22 straight state finals for the Hudson Cheer program. So just the awards to go with getting there is great for the Tigers. Tecumseh softball, Clinton softball, and Morenci softball, they all own back-to-back state championships. The Tecumseh softball team, 2007 and 8, Clinton softball 2011 and 12, and Morenci softball in 85 and 86. They were the state champions in that season. Going to go back to the Twitter here.
Yeah, let's hear what the folks are saying on Twitter.
We see 12 straight D4 team state final appearances for the Hudson wrestling program. That was 2009 to 2020, and of course, we all know what happened in 20, so that certainly affected things. Madison girls volleyball, basketball, softball, and track, undefeated in the Tri-County. There was a class of girls. Let's see, I don't want to really ruin their names, but it's Kaya Wall, Lauren Tunin Smith. So that class for Madison, rather, undefeated in the Tri-County. We have Clinton football, 40 straight regular season wins in the regular season from 2012 to 2016. 40 in a row. They would fall eventually to Morenci. That broke the streak. And again,
Coach Scott McNitt there at that time.
And the Lady Royals, Blissfield, they've won 44 straight home basketball games. It doesn't say if that is current. I don't believe that's current, but that's in the record books there of 44 straight home wins for the Lady Royals basketball program. I mean, you just look at that and you think of a county this size and just the success that there's been and just the tradition of winning in Lenawee County. It's there.
It's there for sure.
Any ones you want to add, Pat, or did I hit all of them?
Well, going back a little further.
Yeah, I knew this was coming. Yeah. That should be a segment just called, well, looking back a little further, where it's you and John remember things.
Well, you know, back in 1963 and 64, Britton High School won the state Class D boys basketball championship 2 years in a row. You know, a school that was probably the smallest in Lenawee County. They had the Benedict brothers, who were 6'8 and 6'9, respectively. I don't think there was anybody in the starting lineup that was under 6'2. For a small town in southern Michigan to have that type of talent on your team, I mean, it was lights out for any other school that played them in those 2 years. And, you know, Fred McCrate, I can remember him. As I said, the Benedict brothers. And several other, Masca.
Was it like Hoosiers, where the whole town gets in their cars and drives behind the bus to go to the games?
Absolutely.
And you're right there with them with your little headset.
There you go.
Yeah?
Coach Sam Hamilton.
Driving through the cornfields.
He was the coach and did a heck of a job. And their gym at the time was just a little cracker box of a gym. So that's going way back.
And, I was going to say, with... Again, me being young and naive, I know this is a dumb moment for a bunch of listeners. They were the Britton what's?
Tories.
The Tories?
Yeah.
Okay.
Britton Tories.
And then the Deerfield.
They had the consolidation, many, many years later.
But what was Deerfield?
Deerfield Minutemen.
Okay.
Yep. They had some great football teams back in the day. Terry Barta and... I can't remember all the names, but remember them playing.
Got a great one. I feel bad for missing this one. Adrian College Baseball.
Oh, geez. I guess.
12 straight MIAA titles and 12 straight 30-win seasons. And, of course, they had that run to the College World Series not too long ago.
How could you of all people forget that?
I know. Oh, man, I feel terrible, but that's why.
Who texted you that?
It was a tweet from Adrian Baseball.
Okay.
I appreciate that, guys. And, you know,
that's a mortal sin.
And I know. They won't welcome me back on campus anymore, but, I mean, again, there's just so many. And
I'm sure we're missing a lot of that. I know,
right.
Going back even further, Addison basketball was really great back in the day. Dwayne Kohlenberger and some of those kids over there, I mean, they just ruled basketball here in Lenawee County.
Amazing. Right. I mean, and I'm sure the Maples had their moments, and, you know, it's just a good time to recognize...
Well, yeah, back...
Excellence in Lenawee County.
I'm trying to think. 1964, Adrian Maple basketball team, they finished runner-ups in Class A basketball. They defeated Saginaw Arthur Hill in the semifinal, who was the odds-on favorite to win it all. And then they played Ferndale in the final and lost that game. But... What a season that was. And talk about the bandwagon, people jumping on. That was it back then. That was really something to see.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that you get a text from like a Fred Smith or a Coach Sue Silgerback for Siena Heights. See, that's the thing. You know, I missed one of the best streaks at my alma mater. And I'm sure there's some at Siena. You can still chime in on social media.
Certainly.
We welcome that at 965 The Cave on Twitter to leave your replies. And look, you know, going back to my school, you got the women's hockey program as well. And their continued success for really their entire existence.
Well, I know Siena Heights, Fred Smith, he took his basketball team to the NAIA Division II Men's Championship a couple of times in his tenure. And mm-hmm. never won it, but nonetheless had a great, great couple of seasons there. A
couple years ago, AC men's basketball, too.
Yeah.
Pat, you were at that game.
I was.
For their first ever March Madness.
That's right, exactly.
That was a a shorter win streak, but a very important one.
Very important
for college athletics. Yeah. But man, there's a lot of high school things we got to, a lot of really local things, a lot of the college scene as well. But I just thought it'd be something fun to do.
It was fun.
Are we in the dog days of summer yet?
We are definitely in the dog days of summer.
And the nothing good to talk about with the Tigers. So I wanted to talk about some good teams, some good times in Lenawee County. I appreciate all the feedback on our social media as well.
And we can continue it if you want to call us and give us your viewpoint.
Yeah, Pat's all over the phone lines. DJ Hayes over there.
Here you go.
Doing his thing.